White, Battle Creek, Michigan, October 1860. Dear husband, I find my hand trembles this morning, but will do the best I can in writing. I am gaining slowly. We found it impossible to get along without any help, but we have hired Caroline Grant to help a few weeks, which answers well. Jenny was getting tired and needed a change. She is an excellent baby tender. I think we shall get along well. All help is very scarce now. Brother Benedict moved yesterday into the Foltz house. The children are well. The boys seem steady and quite ambitious to do what they can in the office. I have now commenced to pray in the family myself and feel grateful for the privilege of kneeling once more with my family. The little nameless one was weighed this morning. He weighed 11 pounds and 3/4. He is quite good-natured. We have no ague now. The boys have been free from it since you left. It hung upon me for a while, but I am now free from it. What do you think of Thomas buying land in Waukon? It seems lonesome here sometimes. If you could be here to lift me in and out of a wagon, I should ride out and should gain faster. Cannot walk but a few steps yet, but can see I gain some. We shall try to live for the glory of God. Do not feel anxious for us. We do not forget to pray for you. Hope you will be free in the Lord. I feel grateful to God that He has spared my life to again take my place in the family, but your place at the dining room table is vacant. I enclose a letter from Brother Bragg. Can write but little, am not strong enough. Yours affectionately, Ellen G. White. Please write if you intended that the boys should have steady employment in the office until your return. Henry says you told him he could do as he pleased, work in the office or about home after the hurry was over in the office. I told Henry I did not so understand it. I thought one day each week could be spent about home, the rest of the time in the office. Please write your wishes and all will be well. We want to follow as you think best in these things. I do not see much to be done at home.